The network wants the state to remain true to its commitment of funding two-thirds of public schools that it now falls short of. It also wants more money. Ken Bates is superintendent in Green Lake. He says the school finance network looked at public spending in the 2006-2007 school year. Under the group's proposal, he says an additional $560 million would have been spent on education. But Bates acknowledged that current conditions may not allow for such an increase.
And you know, we did this plan back when things were better in our economy. Even then, we were very realistic to understand that it can't happen overnight. We've had 15 years of revenue limits. We see our plan as something that would be phased in. There would be additional state aid, and the difference being here is it's targeted.
The money would be targeted at students with disabilities, low incomes, or other special needs. The group also wants money to lower class sizes and for transportation costs. The plan was unveiled in Green Bay. Denise Gaumer Hutchison has two kids in elementary school. She's part of a parent-teacher organization that raised money for playground equipment that the district couldn't pay for.
PTOs are paying for providing programs and services that the school district can no longer provide for their children. What about the school districts that don't have PTOs?
The School Finance Network says the state could meet its increased commitment partly by eliminating what it calls corporate tax loopholes and by changes in the state sales tax system. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.